have a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up.
Well, I just can't help myself.
Well, an amusing little war broke out a few months back at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. This is from the Washington Post, and it wasn't a fair fight. On one side were two mild-mannered security officers with a mandate to keep the aisles clear. On the other side, a wide-eyed horde of 40-ish women loaded on red wine, some waving concert goodies from their youth, all of them hell-bent to touch the hand, foot, or garment of former teen idol David Cassidy. And the ladies won in a rout. The skirmish turned lopsided early in the show. Anyway, the subject of all that, joining us live on the air here on KVMR. Welcome to KVMR, David Cassidy.
How are you?
We're doing just fine. We're glad you were able to join us. I'm Steve Baker and Dawn Fisher here.
Dawn. Hi, Steve.
Hi, David.
Hey.
You know what? I'm sorry. Listen, if I let out intermittent screams or throw my underwear around the studio, you'll understand.
I will.
You will. That happens all the time.
I can't tell you how inspired that is. I feel very flattered by that. Just wait until I get there.
Oh, I cannot wait until you get here. Actually,
yeah.
I was so thrilled when...
Too.
Sorry?
I said I'm looking forward to it as well.
That's cool. Well, you're actually going to be performing in our listening area in Fairfield on the, is it the 10th, Steve?
Yes, the 10th of October.
Yeah, 10th of October. I think it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, you know, when our program director, Steve Baker, let us know that you were available for interviews, my little heart just went a flutter.
Little heart of yours.
My little heart in my ample chest just like burst out because actually I grew up well, most of my listeners don't know this, but I grew up in Beverly Hills, and I had the same kind of stomping grounds. And your brother Sean, I actually used to play.
Yeah, my brother Sean and my brother Patrick and Ryan also grew up there. I grew up in New York, but
I know you weren't.
By the time they were in school,
you weren't around when we were playing Spin the Bottle.
And I wasn't.
No, where were you?
Should we take that walk down memory lane together?
Well, actually, no, we decided this will not be a kiss and tell show. But we also want to let you know that we have on the line as well the president of your international fan club, Barbara. Barbara, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, Barbara, do you have a question for Sean, for David?
Oh, not really. It's just great to hear you on the radio. Wish you a lot of luck. We're all behind you with the new CD, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that it's a big seller for you.
Thank you, Barbara. Barbara's been a fantastic supporter of mine for many years, and has come and seen shows of mine both on Broadway and concerts all over, and has kept fans informed of what I'm doing, and it's because of people like her with the passion and care that I'm out doing what I do and have been as successful as I've been.
Well, very good. Barbara, we'll say goodbye to you for now, okay?
Thank you.
You keep on listening, and we're going to open up our lines for calls if folks would like to ask David Cassidy a question.
Well, actually, David...
I get to talk to actually some of the people.
Real people. Yeah. Barbara
the
mentioned...
The numbers, by the way, are 265-9555, 800-355-5867.
Barbara mentioned your new release, and I assume she's talking about A Touch of Blue.
It comes out in the UK in about a month, and then it'll be out the first quarter of 2004 here in the U.S.
That's great, because this is the year of the blues here, and right now on TV there's that Martin Scorsese series running.
I saw it last night.
Yeah? What'd you think?
It's sensational. You know, I grew up in a fantastic time in music when I was a teenager. When I was 13, the Beatles broke, and I was influenced a lot by what was on the radio, and then playing guitar and listening to Eric Clapton, John Mayall, and then from the British blues guys, I got interested in where their roots had come from, and a lot of the R&B and rhythm and blues, Robert Johnson, and, you know, all of the great R&B artists. I saw Hendrix five times.
You
live.
Did? Wow.
Yeah. And it was a fantastic time to be alive and be a teenager and have the passion for the music as I had then. And I'm a big blues fan, a rhythm and blues fan. And so many of those artists now have been, as well documented in that series, have been embraced by the mainstream culture. And what happened for so many of them is that they were never really acknowledged. And, you know, what was it, 30, 40 years after Robert Johnson died, he got a gold record.
Well, it's true that the roots of American music is in the blues. So is your release, A Touch of Blue, is that a blues-based release?
It certainly has R&B and rhythm and blues in the purest state, not what it is today. But great songs that what the essence of blues is about, I think, is dealing with the human condition and how all of us and all of the material in the songs, and one of the songs that I wrote on the new CD called New York City Life is about a certain amount of loss and about pain, and most of it deals with relationships, unlike growing up, you know, in a very poor black environment in Mississippi. It comes from our own sense, my own sense of pain and loss in relationships, and it deals with that human condition.
Well, that's very fertile ground for
an
artist like yourself. So we have some callers on the line here.
Okay, hold on.